Uh-oh, Simpson did it. Simpson did it.
No, no.
Simpson did it. Simpson did it.
Ah!
Don't have a cow, man.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
We're too worried to enjoy each other's mouths.
Yeah, and the customer service on this cruise has really gone downhill.
Drop dead, fat ass!
Last week that steward brought me extra shampoo.
Hey, Lise, at least you nerds are still geeking it up. What could be sweeter than a vacation that never ends?
Sweet? Sweet? The passengers on this ship could be the last people on Earth. Like monks during the Dark Ages, it's up to the Kids Zone elite to make a record of human culture. This group is adapting children's classics for the stage to entertain generations of survivors.
Eric, we must work with the humans.
You are so naive, Charles. We should rule them as conquerors.
Can't anybody enjoy their forever vacation? Check it out. The gallery was going to throw these paintings overboard like they were worthless garbage.
Bart, glad you're here. We're all going to watch a movie together.
Yeah, a movie. It is about time you guys started having some fun.
Humanity must endure.
General, it's worse than we thought. The virus is getting bigger.
Bart, how could you?
Gotta go.
Man, I kicked butt in the gladiator arena today. I won the last package of hot dogs on the ship, but I got robbed by marauders on the way home.
There is no virus. Bart faked the whole thing with a DVD. A direct-to-video DVD.
You stand accused of letting down your team during music trivia. Your punishment? 8 hours in the penal conga line.
Excuse me, Cruise Director Prittis. My son has something to tell you.
Speak, passenger. Son of passenger.
It was all a hoax. There's no virus.
Do you agree with Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mulvaney, that the coronavirus is the hoax of the day?
The State Department is doing everything it can to protect American citizens around the world.
Do you believe coronavirus is the hoax of the day?
I'm not going to comment on what others say.
I'm just asking you, do you believe the coronavirus is a hoax?
I'm just telling you what the Secretary of State's doing.
Do you believe the coronavirus is a hoax?
We're working to keep people safe.
You can't even answer that question.
Yeah,
it's not even a gotcha question. Do you believe the coronavirus is a hoax?
It's a gotcha moment. It's not useful.
Is the coronavirus a hoax? Can you just answer that question?
We're taking it seriously.
At 12:15 today, are you in fact yourself speaking at CPAC? At 12:15 today, are you speaking?
Yes, I am. I'm planning.
All right, so you can only give 2 hours to this bipartisan group of members of Congress, and instead of answering questions on life and death issues from a bipartisan group of America's representatives, you're going to go talk to a special interest group.
Yes.
You, sir, represent all Americans, not a special interest group. It is shameful. You can't even answer basic questions. I yield back.
Two separate cases with one thing in common. The family of Harry Dunn and abuse victims like Virginia Giuffre want transatlantic justice. They want Ansar Coulas extradited to the UK, and they want Prince Andrew to give evidence about his friend Jeffrey Epstein. At a joint news conference in New York, they made this plea.
Today, we stand with the Harry Dunn family, and they stand with us.
To get a juicer, gonna drink juice, lose weight, won't get chest pains from answering the phone anymore.
Please don't tell the supervisor I have the flu. Please don't tell the supervisor I have the flu.
Oh, my juice loosener's never gonna come.
Hey, Dad, this came for you in the mail.
Woohoo!
Ah! Ah! I bought you a new juicer. Good Lord. Flu germs entering every orifice in my head. Flu germs entering every orifice in my head.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Ah!
Huh? What the?
The dreaded Osaka flu has hit Springfield with over 300 cases now reported.
Uh-oh, Simpsons did it! Simpsons did it!
No! No!
And again, we haven't seen an increase, and people are getting better. Almost everybody that we see is getting better.
Do you think this is a hoax? Do you think this is a hoax?
Well, I think that the media is, yes, I think that CNN is a very disreputable network. I think they're doing everything they can to instill fear in people, and I think it's ridiculous, and I think they're very disreputable. And some of the Democrats are doing it the way it should be, but some of them are trying to gain political favor by saying a lot of